Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Tuesday. We got to talk about this just for a moment, Steve, before we get to your closing and closing the show. In trending weather news, as Florida prepares for Hurricane/Storm Ian, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency for all 67 counties in the state. This will make more resources available for storm preparation and will also activate members of the Florida National Guard to be put on standby ahead of Storm Ian's arrival. To all of our Floridian listeners out there, please be safe and please evacuate when you're ordered to do so. And please listen to the local city authorities. All right. And we are definitely praying for you and we'll keep you updated. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's headed to Florida.
Safe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what they're saying. Yep. Maybe Tampa area. Not really sure.
Yeah. But another serious storm. Yeah.
We can't play with these storms.
Mm-hmm.
Better not play with it.
Nope.
Oh, no. We have learned. We have learned. Yep.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of listeners in Florida, so.
Yeah. And we love you.
Stay
and
updated.
And thank you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we'll keep you posted for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, any questions I can help anybody with? Any questions you like on behalf of anybody?
Well, look at Junior looking at his notes.
He's about to write a book.
Yes, he is.
You are not where a newlywed is supposed to be, Junior. Why? What is all these questions for?
Hey, man. I did a thing, okay? And I did it because she was fine. Yeah, I got married.
Did a thing?
Yeah, I did a nice thing. I got married, okay? Now, I love her. Now, trying to keep is what I'm working on. And I found out that I'm not well-equipped. So that's why I keep asking up the question. Now, if you're going to criticize her, you need to have a solution. That's what I learned today.
Don't ever criticize a woman without a solution. Criticize, because what you think is constructive criticism is nothing but criticism without a solution.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a lot of guys don't understand. You can't go to your woman like that, man. Because now she's sitting up here going, whoa. Oh, this is what we doing? And then you finna find out a whole lot of stuff that you didn't know about yourself.
Uh-huh.
You about to get checked.
Okay,
like, you know, I married you in spite of your height.
You know. Just shots fired, Steve.
Wow. Stuff you can't even really.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to get it, Junior. Yeah.
You know, so always that remember that. What else you want to ask me?
No, I just got that. I remember that. Now, I'm still trying to work out this 85-15. And now
get that. It's already worked out. Yeah, you don't have to work out nothing. You don't get no more. You get 15%. Marriage is not 50-50. It's 85-15. And it's okay. Because the way it's set up, Junior, is if you can love and appreciate the 15, embrace the 15%. And make that yours. And if she honors that 15%, you have a small space that's yours.
Hey, Steve, I've heard a lot of younger men say, like these millennial guys say, well, I'm not going to get with her if she's not bringing anything to the table. She got to bring something to the table, too.
Yeah, but see, that's why women are far more educated than men today.
Mm-hmm.
Because women have heard this. But the mistake that men are making is you can't say this and then not hold up your end of the bargain. If she has a man, she still has some requirements of him. And the problem with these young guys today is I ain't getting no woman ain't bringing nothing to the table.
Right.
Well, now guess what? When she come to the table with something, you know what now has to happen? You have to have a bigger table setting than her.
Come on. You better have something to talk about.
You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because you're going to invite this educated, well-equipped, self-sufficient, credit-worthy, boss lady into the That's relationship. Right. And now guess what? She brings all that with her. So, and now unless you are more credit worthy, a bigger table setting, and you bringing in more, now what you want now?
Yep. Okay. What you bring?
Hard to be king when you ain't.
Say that again.
So let me get this right on. So now you want me to go table shopping?
That's so. What you got out of that?
Yeah. So
6 months.
So I got to go down to IKEA today and get them to move this table I'm at. Oh, get this out.
IKEA? It's going to take you 3 months to put that together. The table. You better not lose. You better not lose one screw either.
You're in trouble.
I thought I had this all together. I just don't. Baby, if you listen, I'm going to get it right. I promise I am.
But, Junior, you went to counseling. You went to premarital counseling, right?
I did. No, we did.
Too late.
Yeah, we did.
What did?
But I can tell you right now,
the minister don't know what I know.
But, I'm going to tell you right now, I have not used anything in premarital counseling yet.
No. Junior, how old was you, the minister?
75.
How much?
75.
75.
What?
How many times he been married?
Twice, I believe.
Mm. Not enough. I got him beat. Three
not
times.
Enough. 65.
And I'm way more worldly than him.
This ignorant show.
This damn marriage, this generation, that just 75. The hell is you talking to him?
He don't know nothing, Steve.
Now, when you pull out your next time you meet a woman on MySpace. Hey, y'all, talk to God. He'd love to hear from you. Y'all have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.